person who I met for my first time. His name is Jason. He's sitting right over here. Jason will be here next week with the rest of the gang from Wawona. And Jason's job up there is he helps with the outdoors education program, and he wants to get involved with adventure-based counseling, which I think is a really cool idea. And so welcome Jason today, and you might want to invite him home to lunch, because today there is one of the very few times at our church where there's no potluck today. And so everybody is obligated to make sure everybody else has a place to eat after church today. If you don't have a place to eat, then kind of hang around and rub your stomach and let people know that you're hungry, okay? So that you can find a place to eat. And but I know that Jay is really hungry. It's good to see Jay here too, back there with Nathaniel. And so we're glad to have him with us. And so we just want to welcome each one of you today. There's a couple of big announcements I need to make. The reason that we're not having potluck today is because tomorrow is the big sale. It starts tomorrow and goes through Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And it's a tremendous ministry that our church has to help raise money to help those in need in our community. And there's an announcement in the bulletin that talks about bringing stuff tonight after 6 o'clock. Don't bring anything tonight. Bring it tomorrow morning at 6 in the morning. Because I'm going to be here tomorrow morning at 6 in the morning. And we need lots of people tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. Because Mary needs lots of help getting all the stuff that's stored in Holbrook Hall and bring it out in the morning before everybody starts coming in. And if you've ever done a big garage sale, you know there's people that show up early in the morning because they want the best deal and they want to see what you've got. So we need helpers at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'll be there tomorrow morning. I don't know who else is going to be there. I know Mary's going to be there, but we'd like to have your help. So make sure that you come tomorrow morning early. And I want to thank each one of you for that have taken a gift box home. Today is the day that we're supposed to have about 75 gift boxes here. So I know there's some that aren't here yet, but I want to give you a little update on what's happening. So if you haven't got your gift box back today, make sure you bring it by next week, because Noe Gravajo found us a nice little Isuzu box van, and so we're picking that up tomorrow, and that's what we're going to put all the stuff in, and it's going to go to Texas from there, and then it's going to get driven to Honduras right before Christmas. So it's I would love to go on that adventure. That would be so fun, but I don't know. I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know if I, and I'm, I just would, that would be dangerous for me. But anyway, that's how things are going to get down there. And so all of the, some of the supplies that we use on our mission trip in February and some of the food that we take down for the Sims mission trip from Loma Linda in December, Leroy's the cook for that, and I help out with that too. So some of that gets taken down. So there's a lot of things that are going to get packed into that van and head on its way. So make sure you get your Christmas presents. Oh, I had the coolest thing happen this week. There's this guy that comes to see me in my office, and I was helping him with some dental work. And he's a he lives down in town, way down in town, but he has arthritis really bad, so he's in a wheelchair. And so he zips up to my office. I think it's about 2 miles to my office from where he lives. But he comes up with the hill in his little wheelchair, his electric wheelchair. And so one day he was in the office, and I asked him, I said, you know, I have someone down in Honduras that we took, you know, he saw my pictures on the wall, and he was asking, it turns out he's got an extra wheelchair, exactly like the one we sent last year. And so Jenny, who's down there that started school this year, doesn't have a wheelchair. And so she's at Christmas, she's going to get an electric wheelchair, because Jim Gilbert and I picked it up yesterday, and Jim's going to modify it so it'll be for a little person. And he's going to make a little school desk for it like he did for the one we sent last year to Lily. And so I thought that was really cool. I just asked. You know, you never know what's going to happen until you ask. And so if God impresses you to ask sometime, make sure you do, because God's got something special for you. And so that I was just really excited about that yesterday. And he is so excited to give. And he's got his granddaughter writing to Jenny. And And I'm going to take some letters and stuff down to her for Christmas. And so I think it's going to be a real blessing for little Jenny. One other thing I wanted to mention to you. There's a recliner that's out in the... we were just having this funny joke this morning. There's this recliner that's out right by the welcome desk. And we want all of you to try sitting in that because we're considering replacing the pews with that recliner. Just kidding. But we were sitting and going, yeah, this would be pretty nice, wouldn't it? So we'll send that to the remodeling committee and let them make a call on that one. So, but don't you think the church is looking good? Last weekend it was so cool because we were painting like crazy in here. And so in a couple of weeks, I think, I'm not sure just exactly when, but around Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving is when the carpet is going to get changed out and the pews are going to get reupholstered. So it's going to be a cool thing. And so we're really looking forward to that, kind of that last little bit to get things done. So there's still some more painting to be done in the halls. And unfortunately for the youth, we'll no longer be able to do our rallies and races down the hallway because we kind of messed. The hallway was messed up before and it didn't really matter, but now it's going to matter. So we're going to have to find a new place to have our activities. But we're really glad that things are coming along. We're going to have a time to take some prayer requests for our congregation today. And it's a time of praise and prayer. And anybody that would like to share with our congregation as a family, I will bring the mic to you and we will let you share with our church group if you have a special prayer request. Anybody have a special prayer request this morning?
Name's Jim Gilbert. As you know, my father passed away August 25th. And my mom is doing fairly well, so I would just ask you would keep her in your prayers. She has her down days and her up days, so just keep her in your prayers. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And by the way, this is our guest speaker today. This is Ricky. He's from Madera, and we'll be hearing from him later this morning.
I think the church, especially for all the prayers they send up, because my daughter is doing better, but she still needs prayer. Please, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Someone else this morning.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Houston, and my brother Joseph Alberta was in a car accident August 28th. He's in a coma, and when he left the Fresno Community Regional Center, the doctors had said that he was quadriplegic. And anyway, we have been really full of prayers and grateful that when we moved him to the aftercare house, the doctors there said the same thing. He is not now quadriplegic, and that is 100% the Lord's workings. Thank you, God, very much for that. Appreciate you so much. And he's coming along. His eyes are open. He is connecting his hardware to the software. And our family is very appreciative of the community and just want the church here to pray for him. His name is Joseph Dane Alberta. And just that God's will be done for him. And whatever comes of this is ordained by Christ. And we're fully accepting of whatever the Lord wants. And a lot has already happened. There has been people coming to Christ in personal relationship with Christ because of this wreck. So God has already used Joe for some great things. So I'd just like to thank God, you know, very much. You know, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here on this earth. Jesus Christ, name I pray this.
Thank you for that news. Someone else this morning?
Hi, I'm Jason, and thank you all for being so welcoming. You seem like a very loving church family, so I'm excited to be here today. Today in our youth room, we talked about the power of prayer, so I think it's particularly important that I stand up and share this. But my mother's going through a pretty hard time right now. She has a rare heart condition that is progressing, and she's on a new medication that will hopefully take care of it. If it doesn't, then she'll probably have to take either surgery or just plan on not living into her older years. So it's gotten to be pretty severe. So if you could just remember her in your prayers, and her name's Mina Melton. So thank you.
Thank you. Someone else this morning? Oh, Ed's up there. He has a special request this morning.
Good morning. I'm up in the booth. I have a prayer request. And, Pastor Steve is in Arizona, and he's facing a difficult decision. They're heavily recruiting him to pastor there in Prescott. And it's not a secret, but he hasn't told a lot of people. And so he really needs our prayers on making the decision that the Lord wants. And so I would just ask that everyone pray for wisdom for Pastor Steve. And also, if you feel like you want to share something with him, you should feel free to do that as well, that, to help him in his decision.
We call that influence.
He has to decide by Friday, so if you need your contact, don't wait.
Thank you, Ed.
I think most of you know about Glenn Bowman, how critical he is ill. He's been having a terrible time this past week. They took him to the emergency hospital a couple of times, and then he stays over there 5 or 6 hours, and they bring him back home again. But it's just a heavy toll for the Bowman family, because Mary's been trying to get this yard sale going and back and forth to Fresno, and Glenn is just in misery, lost so much weight, and he just can't find out what the problem is. So we all certainly need to pray for him to be able to find out what his problem is and take care of it. Amen.
I just want to thank you folks for your prayers for our daughter when she had her surgery. It seems to be coming along. We won't know the complete result for a little while longer. So keep praying, but thank you so much for your prayers.
Really pray that those cells just know how to heal. They'll be activated in the right way. Someone else this morning? All right, let's bow our heads together as we begin our worship hour. Father in heaven, this morning as we come to you and set aside this special time to just connect with you as a family of believers, we pray that your Spirit would flow in amongst us in a powerful way. Lord, that you would just really give us peace in our hearts, and that you would guide us in our praise of you today. Lord, we want to hear your voice speaking to us. And so as we praise you today, we just pray that our voices would lift up your praise to you, and that you would hear and be thankful for your followers here in our church. And thank you so much for hearing the prayer requests today, and we bring them to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, our offering will be for Conference Faith Advance. And that helps in a number of different areas in our conference, and one of those is Camp Wawona, which is really close to us. So we are glad to be a part of that, and we just ask that you be a part of it too. And lots of people have been to Camp Wawona. My kids have been there. I think all of us have been there at one point in time. So let's just bow our heads and thank God for all the blessings he brings our way. Lord Jesus, this morning as we give to your cause, wherever it might be used, we think of Camp Wawona, we think of Soquel, we think of all those things that have helped us. And we also just think of the worldwide mission field that you have. And help us, Lord, to be a part of that in whatever way we can. And thank you for the offering today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
adults are, but are the kids coming up? There's a few. We have a special treat for you today. While the kids are coming up, I'll preface this a little bit. The treat is not me. I was over at the Hamilton's house about a month ago, and Ashley was telling me a story in the most animated fashion, and I thought, wow, you know, the church really has a lot of respect for the young people and all their musical talents, and I thought, we have a blooming little storyteller here, and so she is going to do her first debut, and she wanted her sister to also be up here for her first time doing this. And so if you will just help encourage this will be an awesome talent for her to use for the Lord. Okay. Is everybody here?
Johnny and Sarah are driving down the road. Before they got there, and their daddy said, now both of you have brand new shoes on. So take them off where you know the water won't splash up and get them in the water and lose them. So they got there, and so they're so excited. They ran, but Johnny forgot. He ran straight down to the water and kicked his shoes off and ran near down by the water. So, but Sarah, remember, she stopped and took off her shoes and put them under a tree. Then, they ran down together, had a happy time, and they played and they played and they played. Then, their dad said, it's time to go, children. Then, so Sarah went back to her shoes and she put them on, and but Johnny said, where's my shoes? They're not where I left them. Well, so they started looking. It was getting nighttime, so they had to go home. So they went home, they went to bed, and the next morning they went to bed. And the next morning they woke up and they got in the car and went back to the beach, and the mom and dad said, get out, Johnny and Sarah. But the two children said, I want to stay behind. So they stayed behind, and they knelt down and prayed three times. So, and then they stood up, and the mom and dads have smiles on their faces and the shoes in their hands, and they have the happy day together.
I'm going to tell you a story about a girl, a mom, and a dad. Well, one day, the mommy was very, very sick, and she died. And so the mommy really wanted to learn more about Jesus, and the girl was interested too. But the dad, he didn't want to learn about Jesus. He wouldn't let a Bible come into their house. And one day, a friend came over and taught the little kid about Jesus. And she loved to read the Bible. She loved it, and she read it every time she could. But one day, the daddy found out and threw the Bible into the fire. But when the fire went out, the Bible was still there, and there wasn't a single burn on it. It didn't even smell like smoke. And then the daddy realized, there's something special with this Bible. And so one day he said, in the morning you can make your choice if you want to believe in the Bible and leave, or if you don't want to believe in the Bible and stay. And so she went to bed. She thought about it a lot that night. And when she woke up, she said, I want to believe in the Bible. And so he said, go pack up the things you can carry. And so she went and she had them all by the door. And then she said, Daddy, can I place a few songs on the piano before I leave? And he said, yes. And she was going to play his daddy's best songs that he loved. And then she read a verse from the Bible. And then the daddy said, I want you to stay. I want you to stay and teach me more about the Bible too.
Now, children, you can go and get your baskets.
It's time for our morning prayer. Those who are able, please kneel with us as we pray.
Father, I just want to come before your throne as a people, just thanking you and praising you for how good you are and how you brought us through another week. Many toils and many thanksgiving and blessings. And here we come before you knowing that we're weak, but you are strong. And we just ask now that you be with us in this special hour where we have our undivided attention towards you. And I just want to lift up people that are so dear to us as well as to your very heart. Jim Gilbert's mom, who's widowed, I just pray that you be with her and comfort her through her loss. And well, as Joseph, I pray for him as he is struggling through health. We praise you that good does come out of evil when you're in it. And so we just thank you for what has been happening, but at the same time, we want to lift up his health. I also thank you for Jason, for him being here. I just pray that you be with Lady Maddie, that she has a rare heart condition. I pray that you be with her, comfort her, and give the physicians wisdom to know how to take care of her. As well as we want to lift up someone very dear to every single one here, is Pastor Steve. You know he has a great big decision to make by Friday. We'd hate to see him go. So we have a biased prayer, but at the same time, we know that your will is best. And so we truly want your will, no matter what our biased opinion is. Thank you for the time we have with him, and pray that we can have many more. I also pray for Ken Bowen. I pray that you be with him as his heart condition, his physical illness of some sort. I just pray that you be with Mary Bowman. I know she's working on the yard sale and taking care of her husband. I pray that you give her energy through this whole thing, and that you'll give the doctor's wisdom to know how to take care of him. And I also pray that you will be with Regina. Thank you that her surgery went well, but we continually ask for more healing for her part. But most importantly, Father, we pray that our hearts will be healed through the message today, that you will just speak to us one more time to remind us of your redeeming love. Thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Happy Sabbath. Oh, it's so good to say that. The speaker today is one of my good friends. When I first met him, we both started canvassing. It's been a while. 5 years ago, and when I was 16. So it was really cool because he taught me guitar and things like that. But he's now he's working with GLOW, and he's been speaking and talking about it to many people. And I told him that our church is very active and excited about it because we have so much going on all the time. But he's really just privileged to be here. He told me the one thing he wanted everyone to know is that truly he's just a humble servant doing the Lord's work. And he just wants you to know that he's privileged. Mm-hmm. And as he speaks, that you will be blessed by God speaking through him.
Happy Sabbath.
It's
Give me a moment here. I don't need that. Can I move this? All right, I think we're ready now. It's fine, it's fine. Thank you. Well, happy Sabbath. I would like to pray one more time as we get started this morning. Heavenly Father, we just come before you asking for your Holy Spirit. We cannot receive anything from your word or hear your voice without the Spirit of God and working in our hearts. Father, spiritual things are spiritually discerning. We just ask that you will come and speak to our hearts. We ask for your presence here this morning. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Well, as you know, I'm here with the GO program, and it's been such a blessing. God is doing so many wonderful things, and I'll get to share what God is doing with you today. And the title of the sermon is simply Another Way, because I heard that you guys are doing a lot, being very active in various things. So praise God for that. Amen. So I would like, if you can turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 10 and verse 2. Luke chapter 10, verse 2, if you can go there with me, if you have your Bible. And the Word of God says, "Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest." Amen. So this is Jesus, and what is Jesus telling us? He's asking us to do what? Send laborers. What in specifically is he asking us to do? He's telling us to, another word there. I'm looking for something else, even though you're right. Another word, he says, he's asking us to pray. Pray. Do you notice that? He's asking us to pray. Pray for laborers, because there's few in the harvest. So he's asking us to pray. And where in context is the harvest? If we read verse 1, it says, "And these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before this his face into every city and place." Every city and place we are to go. We are to spread the gospel wherever we go, in every city and every place. Amen? So this word pray is very interesting, actually. It's actually this word here in the Greek language, and it means to beg or to petition. But I want to show you quickly two places in Scripture where this word is used. If you turn to the book of Luke, well, you're already in Luke, right? Luke chapter 6 and 5 and verse 12. Sorry about that. Luke chapter 5 and verse 12. And this is the story of a leper. Has this disease of leprosy, and the Word of God says, "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city," speaking of Jesus, "behold, a man full of leprosy." Imagine in these times, pretty certain that this man had a family and he had kids, but when you had leprosy, you were not allowed to be near your family. You had to be away from everybody. You were a social outcast. You were sick, contagious. People didn't want to be around you. So you had to be separated from your family, from your friends, from the ones you love. You were away from them. And look what happens next. This man is full of leprosy. If we keep reading, it says, "Who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, If thou wilt, can thou make me clean?" So imagine, this man, do you think he had a desire to see his family, to touch them? Once again, after not being able to touch them, being full of leprosy. What do you want? If you are separated from your family, want to see your family, want to hold your family? What do you want that? Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, this man was full of leprosy, and he saw Jesus. He probably heard, "Jesus, this guy can heal anybody." So he went after Jesus, and the Bible says he besought him. Imagine, I can imagine this man just begging, like, Christ, can you make me whole? Can you cleanse me? That same word for besought is the same word that Jesus tells us and uses for the word pray. The same word, all right? So catch this. Jesus wants us to pray for laborers like that man who is full of leprosy wanting to be healed. The same word. Do you catch that? Does that make sense? It's not just a thank you for the food, Lord, kind of prayer. You know, he's actually like praying, like, Lord, he wants us to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. Why is God so anxious about sending laborers out into the field? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever, when you go to bed, do you guys talk to God? I'm sure you do. I talk to God at the close of when I'm going to go to sleep, and I tell God how my day was. Do you do that? Like, say, okay, today was not a good day, you know, this and this happened. Or today was a good day, God, and just share it with him. Have we ever asked God how his day was? Can you imagine what God sees? He probably sees the family who just lost their loved one. He probably sees a family who's going through a divorce and pain. He probably sees that mother who is struggling with her son who's on drugs. Have you ever thought of what Jesus sees on a daily basis? The Word of God tells us in 2 Peter 3:9 that God is long-suffering. He's patient, waiting, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Amen. He's so patient, but he's suffering at the same time. Like, we go on and we suffer, but imagine how much suffering Christ is going through. I believe Christ, more than anybody, wants to return to this earth, more than we ourselves do. He wants to end the suffering in this world. Do you agree that there's a lot of suffering out there? Amen? But praise God that we can share hope with people. We can share Jesus with people and give them a better life here and a better life in eternity with Christ. That's what we're trying to do with GLOW, is to share and help people to know more about Christ. I want you to notice something. Don't get scared because of that picture. Luke chapter 10, once again. What does your heading say on that, for that paragraph in Luke chapter 10? What does it say? What was it? Yeah, it says, or sending out the 70. You notice that? The mission of the 70. Here, Christ is sending out his disciples. And let's read verse 3 really quick, because it tells us how it's going to be when they go out. It says, go your way. Behold, I sent you forth as lambs among wolves. You think those are good prospects? Not very good. Huh? If Jesus was around today sharing the same words, he'd probably say something to the effect of, I send you as kittens in the midst of pit bulls. Right? Something like that. Those prospects are not very good. It's dangerous. I would not root for the kittens in that match at all. But Christ sends us this way. It could be discouraging sometimes, but I want you to notice something. Verse 17, when after the disciples went out and shared the gospel, they returned. Look at the reaction. Verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Oh, it's so interesting. They went out, and they were probably very discouraging situations, but they went out. And when they returned, how did they return? Joy. With joy. They were blessed. And that's how it is. Have you guys done outreach before? Any sort of outreach? Sometimes it's like, I don't want to go. I'm nervous, right? And when you come back, you're always blessed. I've experienced that over and over. Sometimes don't want to go. But when we go, God blesses, and we're full of joy. When I began canvassing, actually, going door to door, and it was my third day, and I wanted to go home. I was like, okay, no more of this. I'm scared, and people are rejecting me, and what am I doing here anyways? So I decided to pray and ask God, show me why I'm here. Show me the reason why you brought me here. And I went to this house, the very next house, and this gangster came out, full of tattoos, big guy, and it was a little intimidating, right? But I went and I talked with him. He had a pit bull, right? And the first thing he did, he took his pit bull and took him to the backyard, and I was like, praising God for that. When he came back, I started talking to him, this gangster full of tattoos, and he stopped me when I was sharing. I was sharing like Steps to Christ and some books, and he stopped me and he said, "This is weird, man. This is weird that you're here." He said, "Just a few moments ago, I was saying, God, I don't even believe in God. I don't even believe in you. But if you're real, show me right now. Show me some way that you're real." I went to his door the next second, and he ended up getting a few books from me. And this gangster went, as I was leaving the house, he just looked at me and said, "You know, God works in mysterious ways." And I was like, "Amen, that's right." So that really helped me. I was full of joy after that, even though I was a little discouraged beforehand. When we go out and we share, we grow in spirituality as well. I want you to notice what Gospel Workers tells us. It says, "Let ministers teach church members that in order to grow in spirituality," how many of you want to grow in spirituality? Amen? We all do. "They must carry the burden that the Lord has laid upon them, the burden of leading souls into the truth." Amen? It's very simple. If we want to grow closer to Christ, we must be doing the works that Christ did here on earth. Amen? All right. Well, so glow, a way that you can help and spread the gospel as well, and God will bless you. I want you to show you really quick a short video. It's just a phone call that we got recently. So I hope you can hear this. There's a lot of people who are suffering out there. And we have something very special. We have Christ. And it's our privilege to share with others. And GLOW is just a simple ministry. It's just a concept, really, of carrying literature with you wherever you go. To the shopping center, at school, wherever. Because God has people who are seeking after Him. And us, as God's workers, should be ready to distribute or to give a word of encouragement to someone. Amen? So that's all it is. Very simple, but I want to share with you some ways that we can actually share as well. But I want you to hear some more of just some phone calls that people have called in, because when someone receives a GLOW track, in the back of the track, it has a number there, and it has a website, and I'll show you a little bit more about that. But people can call in for Bible studies, and here's a few that we have received. It's just audio, so you can hear it.
I just read a GLOW pamphlet. The way it explained this about the signs of the times, dead men don't talk, I really understood it. And it was very easy for me to read and to understand. A lot of things aren't easy for me to read and understand. But I did this, and I had a son die, and I've always had people try to get me to go, you know, talk to people and have him talk to me. And I never believe in it. But I would like more literature on things like this. Thanks for listening. All I can say. Thank you very much, and thanks for letting me have the pleasure to read this. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Yeah, my name is Max Reinhardt, and I do chaplain work at three hospitals here. And I got to come across that one, Does God Know That I'm Really Hurting? And I just really like that. It's awesome. In fact, I give it to a couple of my patients who are there. Somebody has died. But anyways, I was wondering if I could get some of those. I'll even pay for them. But I wanted to get their little pamphlets and just appreciate if I could get some more of those little copies. Does God Know That I'm Really Hurting? All right. Thank you, and God bless. Bye.
And then he's a chaplain at a hospital, and he just found it along the way. So one of the things that you can do on how you can glow is when you're shopping. Do you guys shop around here? No, probably not, right? Everybody shops. So when you go to the shopping center, to the market, you can just give one to the cashier or someone actually left a glow track, a Sabbath track, in a shopping cart. That's all they did. And we found out there's a story. This young man and his family were actually having questions about the Sabbath, wanting to know more about the Sabbath, and they were praying to God, asking for more light. And then they found this, and then they started attending church in the area of Fresno there. So God can use anything. Wherever you go, listen to this. You can just hear this lady found this tract in an unusual place.
Hi,
at Walmart.
Hi, my name is Pearl. I don't need a Bible study program. What I was really interested in is your little pamphlets. I found one in a bathroom at Walmart, and I thought, what a cool idea to, help people find God. But I was thinking if you wanted to send me some of those little pamphlets, I will leave them around everywhere. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. Where did she find it? In the bathroom, right? Wherever the Lord impresses you, there's people everywhere. Even when you go through a drive-thru, do you guys go through a drive-thru? No? Okay. Well, that's okay. it's all right. If you happen to go to a drive-thru, how about going into Yosemite? You can give a track. We've actually had several people call in for Bible studies from people just giving them tracks at Taco Bell or one of those places, right? So it's so cool to see that. It's just a simple way, but God is using it. While you eat out, if you go eat out, when you give the cashier the money, you can also give her a little tract there as a thank you as well, so that they can read. There was actually, listen to this, someone did this in the Sacramento area, and this man called in, and a very influential man, so you can listen to this.
Yes, could you please send me some information about your organization and the products that you provide, such as the free Bible study plans? My name is Michael, and I represent a television show called Video Inspirations. We're a television show that airs here in Sacramento locally. Now, of course, we minister the Word of God, and we also showcase Christian music videos. And I just happened to run across one of your tracks here as I'm eating lunch here in Sacramento. I thought it was very interesting, and I'd like to see about some information that we could perhaps share or provide to our viewers for those who make a decision to accept the Lord. So if you can give me a call, or better yet, just mail them. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Bye for now.
Amen. So someone just gave him a tract while having lunch, and just a simple tract. He got it, he read it, and who was this man? He's actually he produces a program in the Sacramento area for a Christian TV station, and we've actually sent a lot of glow over their way, and they're actually helping their viewers to receive more glow. So just by someone giving a piece of literature during lunch, a lot more people are hearing and getting to know more about Christ. Amen? Very simple. How about mail? You can easily, if you can't go to door, that's okay. Glow is not just a door-to-door program. It's the concept of taking literature wherever you go. So what you can do is you can mail out little notes or someone to your neighbors or people, especially out here in Oakers. I think it would be a good idea since it's kind of difficult to go door to door, but you can mail it out and write a little, look, this has been a blessing to me. I hope it's a blessing to you. Something simple like that you can do. Also, do you guys get credit card offers? Yeah? I get those like every day. I don't like them. But we've discovered a way, something you can do with those. Do you notice that they always give you a little envelope without a stamp? With a stamp. It says prepaid. So what you can do, you can just send a glow track in there. Send it back to them. That's all you have to do. Now, two things can happen from that. Someone will come to know Jesus, or they'll just stop sending them. So it's a win-win situation, right? So that's something you can do. You can do, it's one of my best stories, because sometimes we're scared of handing it out to people. Do you feel scared sometimes of handing it out? Even I do. It's okay. And what you can do is just leave it on the table. How many people think they can leave a few tracks on the table? Yeah? I think we all can. And there was actually this young lady who left a packet of glow at the county, I believe it was the county fair in Merced, California, not too far from here. In Merced, she left it there, and this man called us into to the conference office and said, I would like to get more of this. I'm the chaplain for the Merced County Prison jail. So he called in. He said, I want literature for all 800 of my inmates in jail. All they did was leave it on the table and see what God does. Amen? So we've been actually sending them literature. And I remember there was actually some time when we were receiving about five Bible study requests a week from that jail in Merced. And we've sent them Desire of Ages, and we sent them Steps to Christ and other books. And recently that chaplain as well attended the Merced Olive East Church as well. So praise God for that. And it all happened, why? Just a simple, humble beginning, just someone putting some tracks on a table. Does that sound easy enough? Amen? Cool. Another thing is gas pumps. You guys all pump gas, right? Unless you have an electric car, which not very common. But you can just leave some glow tracks on the pump. And I brought my phone up here. I don't bring my phone to church. But I get notifications here whenever someone signs up for a Bible study. And this morning at 2:10 a.m., someone signed up for Bible studies from Hanford, California. And they just said, I found a glow track on a gas station pump. This morning, okay? So God uses that at 2 a.m. I wonder what these people are going through. But it's our privilege to share Christ with them. There's people that are suffering out there. And it's our privilege to share Christ with them. Amen? So I'll put my phone away now. Another thing you can do is on the laundromats. You can go into all the laundromats here in Oakhurst. And you can take some of the other kind of literature and leave some Christ-centered truth there at the laundromats. Amen? Amen? Do you think that'd be cool to do? Other things you can do is just be creative. There's so many things you can do. Yesterday, we went out with a big group of our academy kids, and we went collecting cans, and we were distributing glow, and we just had a great time. There was a church in Central Valley Church in Fresno. They actually had snow cones during the summertime for the kids, because they're right next to a high school. A lot of kids there. And they were giving out snow cones, but they were also praying with people and giving them glow. And there was a man passing by, and his son wanted a snow cone. So they pulled over, and the man said, I need to come back to church. And he ended up going to the church. They were having some meetings, and he was later baptized into that church as well. There's all sorts of things that we can do. I pray the Lord impresses you with something that you can do for his kingdom. Amen? Do you want to be part of what God is doing? Like it just thrills our soul when we're doing something for Christ. And even though we can never compare it to what he has done for us. Amen? But it's a blessing, because we get to share Christ's love with others. Other things you can do. For example, you can leave them at doctors' offices or dentist offices. I actually have a call in here. I think I missed it, but someone calling in for Bible studies because they found some at their doctor's office as well. On the plane, when you're on the plane, take some with you. It's always a divine appointment with the person you're sitting next to. God is so good, and He provides those for us, those divine appointments. So one thing that we can do is get in the habit, so we can get in the habit of distributing literature, is two things. Choose one location in your house and in your car. So you won't forget, before leaving the house, you can just grab a few, or in your car, whenever you meet someone, you can grab a few and be ready to go. Also, pray during your devotion for divine appointments. Amen? So that God will help you meet the right person. I remember, I'll share another story here. When I was working in Southern California, I was praying this morning. I was praying, God, please lead me to someone who needs to know about you today. I want this. I want someone who is longing for truth. So I went the whole day, knocking on doors, trying to see who was that person that God was going to set me up with for the day, to have a divine appointment. And the whole day, nothing was happening. And then I saw this ice cream truck. Do they have ice cream trucks here in Oakhurst? No? Okay. Well, there was this ice cream truck, right? And there was a family, a young lady and her kids, and she was buying them ice cream. That's nothing unusual, right? I didn't think there was anything unusual with that. So I walked up to her, and I started to share. I shared The Great Controversy with her and some other books. And she just said, "Oh, no, I disobeyed God." And then she ran inside of her house. And I'm like, "What's going on? You just bought ice cream. How did you disobey God?" Right? So she came back, and she brought $20. And I was like, "Okay, this is strange." And she told me, "Look, I need to tell you something. This morning, when I was praying to God, He told me, put $10 in your wallet because there's something that I want you to get today that's going to help you." So she said all day she had been walking, she had been doing her normal things, and she's like, "Oh, maybe that thought was just my own thought. Maybe it's just my own thoughts, whatever. So it started getting dark. She saw the ice cream truck, so she decided to use those $10 to buy ice cream for all her kids. Right? So when I showed up and told her that these books were going to help her to get to know more about Christ, she remembered and she said, "This is what God wanted me to get." So she ran inside and she brought 20. And she got several books. But I believe that happened because I prayed in the morning and God impressed her. God will hear us in our time. He wants us to meet people who are wanting to know more about Him. Amen? So I encourage you, let's pray. Let's pray for laborers. Let's pray for laborers. And as we pray for laborers, guess what? We become those laborers ourselves as well. So praise God for that. So pray for divine appointments wherever you go. One of the things about GLOW, when they call, you can see they can go on the website, and there's a website. They can sign up for Bible studies and ask for more literature and also various different things there. Just want to show you what God is doing recently. We've been sharing and creating GLOW for the whole world, pretty much. These are just a few of the tracks that are being made. Does anybody speak any of these languages? German, Russian, Italian, French, Chinese, and Japanese. So God is using this program here from Central Cal to bless the world. And it's been amazing. Actually, yesterday, they had a massive distribution for the first time in Singapore and Malaysia. They tagged up together these huge conferences and just went out and spread GLOW tracks everywhere. So that's pretty exciting while we were sleeping. So God is so good. Want to share with you as well, pretty soon, Halloween, another thing that you can do. You know how kids come to your door, and instead of giving them cavities, you can give them something better. Amen. So you can give them something better, like GLOW tracks. But what we try to do here in our conference, we gather together in various places and go out that night. If you're scared to go door to door, Halloween's a perfect night because everyone receives something from you. And we're there to share something better with them. Amen. So you can do that. But I just want to share one last story. God wants us to work for Him. Amen. He really does. And sometimes, don't you feel like we are not qualified to do his work? Do you ever feel like that? Like, what am I going to share? Who am I to share? Or who am I to do this for God? Have you ever felt that way? God will open doors for us if we just go. If we just listen to him and just go, God will open doors for us. Amen? He wants us to spread. And I'll just close with this last experience. I remember when I was feeling this way one day working in Northern California. And I was like, what am I going to say to these people? I don't have anything to tell these people. And as I was walking, I was about, do you see the door? I was about that far from the door. And all of a sudden, like I'm just minding my own business, just walking. The door just opens and there's a man there and he's holding his kid. I'm like, okay, that's kind of strange. That doesn't happen very often. I'm still far away from the house. As I approached the house, I started to talk with him. And I shared Christ-centered literature with him. And he just stopped me and he said, I need a, you know what? This is so weird. I just saw like a perplexed look on his mind. He's like, this is so strange. I have been sitting on my couch, that couch there, for the past 2.5 hours, watching television, doing nothing. I have no reason to stand up and come to the door. My wife doesn't come home until a few hours. I have no reason to come to the door. But he told me, he said, but right now, I just felt like if someone was telling me that I needed to stand up and go to the door because there was something there for me. Amen? That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will work in people's hearts. If we go with a prayerful spirit wherever we are, when we go shopping, we're missionaries. Amen? God will open doors for us. And he will bless you as you bless someone else. Amen? So that's all glow is. I hope we're going to give you some literature as you walk out and share with the world. Amen. Share with Oakers here. We're going to have a special music now. Go light your world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that. Do you want to share with others? Amen. Do you want to pray for laborers? Amen. I pray that God will give you opportunities to share. And really, we don't do this to have cool experiences. You know that. God blesses us with that. We do this because we want to see souls know about Jesus. Amen. So praise God. But even if he doesn't, we don't see results, we'll still be faithful to him. Amen. Amen. So let's pray together once again. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for what you've done for us. And we just want to serve you as thank you, Lord. And we just pray, I pray for this church here in Oakers, that you will provide opportunities and give them wisdom so that they can share more with their community here, Father. As they go shopping, as they go to the gas pump, help them to remind them that they are missionaries wherever they go. I thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do and what you are doing. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen.